This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to brag about success stories from my show. Apparently there was a couple on the verge of divorce, and they got back together. The husband listened to my show years ago. I was talking about how the silent treatment works, you know, sometimes non-communication can work just as effectively as communication if you get that person to turn around and communicate, and a whole bunch of mumble jumble. And I saved that marriage. I saved that marriage until I got a Facebook message the other day where they did decide to get a divorce, after all. And they are now going through the process. And so why am I telling you? I could have just made you guys think that I was the bum. Oh, you guys still do. You still think I'm the bomb. All right. But that makes me kind of start to second guess myself on if relationships can be salvaged at all. I'm kind of getting the impression that once a couple thinks about separating or divorce, it's going to happen. Now, you guys may know more about this than I. I've been married 21 years. Have I ever thought of divorce? Absolutely. Has my husband ever thought of divorce? Absolutely. You know, it usually comes in the form of, I'll divorce your butt, you know, instead of, man, please do. Please, I'll finally be happy. Yeah, really, you haven't been happy? Well, I haven't been happy. And so we usually have a conversation like that, and all of a sudden it's just, all right, no big deal, and then we, you know, then we make up, and it's all fine. So couples will do that. Couples will threaten divorce. I could leave your, but any time, any day, Michael Fassbender's waiting for me, you know, and that's usually what stops me from leaving. Cause I go to the door and no, Michael Fassbender isn't there. Viggo Mortensen isn't there. Maybe I overreacted. Damn right you overreacted. I almost kicked your ass out of the house. So anyway, alright, so it's very common to bring up, right, the separation of a couple. It happens. Some people use it as a threat. Some people use it to get somebody to listen. You know, I've been talking to you about this for years. I will leave. Are you listening to me? Right, this is a deal breaker. Listen to me. And the funny thing is it works. I wish it didn't work, but it works. So a lot of people are able to reconcile certain issues because, like, well, my wife will totally leave me or my husband will dump me if I don't get my act together. And, marriage is a partnership. So if a partner is not going to get his or her gain from that relationship, it's going to be harder and harder for them to stay. So then when does my theory come into play? Where if divorce is being talked about, it's going to eventually happen. Well, it all depends on what it's being used for. If you guys are considering divorce because you really can't stand each other, and you then, yes, you already have the deep-rooted issues. But if you're using it as a tool, if you're using the word divorce as a tool or as a communication weapon, then it's not deep, it's not in the heart, it's superficial. Those guys stay together. So with this couple here, it was years ago, and he couldn't get her to listen, and they were having some, I don't even remember all the details, but it was something to the degree that he got tired of walking on eggshells around her. Now, that's kind of tough. Usually when you have to walk around eggshells around somebody, that means the relationship is in trouble. You know, if you set them off, or that means they're not happy with you. You know, so already from the start. But when I was talking about how with my husband it works, where, you know, rather than yelling and escalating an argument, I just get quiet. I go to my corner. When he wants to talk, he'll find me in my corner. But don't be entering my corner all peacocking and, you know, nares flaring and smoke coming out of your butt. You know, you can talk to me in my corner when you're gone. All right? I'll be here. Now, you don't want to sound like a mommy. You never want to sound like a mommy to your spouse. They hate that. Do you feel better now? Did you let it all out? You don't do that. That just drives them crazy and they hate you. You don't want them to hate. I'll just get quiet. Go, okay, you know what? I'm going to let you be mad. All right? When you're ready to talk, you know where to find me. See ya. And then I leave. And a lot of times that works. It works great. So sometimes quiet, and I'm not saying, now you also don't want to be like a third grader, where he wants to talk and I'm like, nah. Can we please talk? Nah. Okay, you don't want to do that either. But if you're not ready to talk, or you think what's going to spew out is going to be hurtful, say, I'm not ready to talk. We'll talk, but just not now. And that they're going to be beside themselves because they're going to want to talk. But again, that's how you feel. I mean, I don't like the idea of manipulation. I don't like the idea of pretending to be mad or playing the quiet game just so he or she calls you. That I don't like. But if you're not ready to engage in a conversation, you don't. If you think the only way to have a conversation is for it to escalate into a fight, no, you could go the other. You have tons of other options. So, yes, the quiet treatment could be very, very effective if you don't think you're communicating. The quiet treatment could bring another person back to the table to talk. Absolutely. Being quiet scares the other person. They want to know what you're thinking. They want you communicative. So your lack of communication can make them feel vulnerable enough to want to come back to the table and at least hear what you have to say. Because that's what these fights are all about. Was I heard? Did my husband understand why I was mad, whether he disagrees with it or not? So, again, I'm sorry to hear that this couple is breaking up, but I think definitely if there's deep-rooted reasons for you guys to think about divorce in the you know, preliminary part of your fight, then most likely it's going to stick. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jason writes, not Jason our producer, but another Jason writes, do radar guns cause cancer? Now, I didn't understand what he was asking, but then I think what he means is the radar guns that police use to see if you're speeding. Now, I don't know if you remember, but I guess there was a cluster of six officers. I think this was I think it was between the period from the late 70s to the early 90s. And there were six police officers who ended up developing testicular cancer. And I guess the only thing they could think of is they all had their radar gun on their lap. I guess in Norfolk, there was a Virginia traffic cop who said he worked with radar for 12 years, but since he quit using the radar gun, his cancer was in remission. And they talked about this last year. Traffic radar guns do emit microwave radiation. The frequencies are anywhere between 10.5 gigahertz to 36 gigahertz. But technically may have enough intensity to enhance tumor growth. But is it that they're enhancing tumor growth? Were these people, you know, already predilected to have testicular cancer? Or did it turn a cell cancerous? We know that microwave radiation is indirectly involved in modifying gene expression. It could increase cell proliferation rates, according to scientific research. Hence, we could see an increase in cancer. And I think the reason why he brought radar guns up is because we were talking a few days ago about cell phones and cancer. You know, there has been a lot of flirtations with the idea that cell phones are putting us at higher risk for cancer, but we would have then seen so many more cancer cases. Now, people say, well, they're hiding those cancer cases from us. They're hiding them. Well, they're not hiding your family, your friends, your coworkers. I mean, we're around people that are glued to their phone. You know, you would know if there's a bunch of people around you coming down with cancer. I guess back in the early 90s, there was, I believe this happened in England, a policeman sued his firm saying the radar gun caused cancer. Actually, no, this wasn't in England, this was in Kansas. And, Custom Signals of Kansas. He contends that his daily exposure to the handheld devices caused him to develop testicular cancer. He was, I believe, one of the officers that were a part of that cluster. He had first noticed this tumor on his left testicle in 1989, and then he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Again, this is an old, old article, so I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know what happened. But radar guns, I believe, are a little different now. I also noticed that they can be on the car. If you notice many radar guns, they're not, you know, being held on their lap. You know, the cops will either have it on the car or something. And so, but nowadays, they just catch you speeding at the streetlight. You know how you try to run a red? Or you try to beat the red light. I try to beat the red light all the time. I'm like, I'm not going to sit at this traffic light. I live in Las Vegas, okay? And Las Vegas is a fantastic city. But some of their lights are so slow. And some of their lights don't change. So you're at the red. This is what I hate. If you really want to get my goat, not work as a traffic light. So you're sitting there. And it's red. You're like, all right, so I'll wait for it to turn green. So then you see the opposing, right, the perpendicular traffic drive. All right, well, now they go. Then all of a sudden the left turn lane goes. All right, I'm coming up next. It's still red. Then nothing happens. Then you start seeing the perpendicular traffic gets to go again. And you're like, oh, hell no. You're like, well, maybe my car's not in the right place. Maybe there's a sensor in the asphalt. People used to think of the light sensor, but during the day, how are you supposed to flicker your lights? So I'll move my car back and forth for the sensor. Then the left turn lane goes, all right, okay, I'm next, you know, and you start to look around you. See if anybody else is starting to have the same, you know, suspicions that you do that this light sucks. And now it's your turn? No. You don't get a turn. And now the perpendicular. So I don't want to get a traffic ticket. Lord knows I've had plenty. And my husband will kill me if I get 140th. 139 is my limit, apparently. Okay? He will divorce me and leave my butt at the 140th traffic citation. So I get out of my car, and I start holding a committee meeting with the other drivers. I'm like, I don't think this light's going. So I want to just run it. Yeah, you go do that. I've only been here for one round. I'm like, no, I've been here for three. Look, watch this, look. And I'm standing there outside talking to the other cars. Now you start hearing honks. Like, why are you guys honking at me? It's not my fault the light isn't working. Look, the light's not going to work. Watch, the light will not change. We will not get a green. Then all of a sudden, it's a green. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm running to my car. I'm locking the doors, putting my seatbelt on, and now it's red again. That's what I put up with in Las Vegas. If anybody moves out of Las Vegas, it's not the heat. It's a dry heat. It's okay. It's not the gambling. Most of us don't gamble. It's the streetlights. Streetlights. All right. So it's the streetlights. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So nowadays, when you go, the intersection apparently has cameras. So you're sitting there going, okay, it's yellow. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. It's yellow. It's yellow. It's yellow. I don't see any pedestrians. Go, 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 go. And then you go, and as you go, there's a little white camera on you. You're like, no. So, you know, I like getting my picture taken. I don't like getting my picture taken when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to. And then you know how you pretend like you thought it was still yellow? You go, well, I technically entered the intersection while it was still yellow. No, your fender got up in there, and then it turned red, and then there's a traffic jam. So now you're in the middle of an intersection with being red. That I hate, because the other cars, they don't care. They'll start driving towards you. And they do it like, you better move. I'm playing chicken. And I'm like, look, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Okay? The light turned red minutes after I entered the intersection. The traffic was supposed to be fluid. It wasn't. I'm a sitting duck. You got to cut me some slack. Then these perpendicular cars, they'll just sit there and start honking at you. Like, what the heck am I supposed to do? I can't move. The light is red. It is illegal to drive on a red. And what are you doing driving into traffic when there's something obstructing your intersection? They keep honking. They keep honking. Okay. Meanwhile, the camera's on you. And you're like, are you guys getting this? Are you getting this? Then all of a sudden the cars loosen up. You're like, move your tushy. And then as you leave, there's always some doofus that does one last horn honk. You know. Just to let you know that they were mad that you were in the intersection. Yeah, and you know, you finally tell everybody to go the hell. And you start driving down your street only to realize that you actually should have turned right on that intersection. And you should have never gone straight to begin with. Driving stinks. So stressful. That's why I just put some good music on. Let your boss know you're late. Take it easy. You know, just do what you have to do. One thing very interesting, I was in Monterey and Northern California. There was a tunnel, and I guess we were stuck in traffic in this tunnel. I'm not sure what the tunnel was called. It wasn't Midtown because we were on the West Coast. And all of a sudden, people start honking. And I'm like, oh, is there a fire? Is there something? No. They were starting to honk like, dun, 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 you know, stupid stuff like that. So all of a sudden, we start honking to each other. And then we start to communicate with each other, and we're like honking like crazy. And I think drivers deep down are real good people. We just hate them, you know, because they're mean and they get the light when we don't. But try to bond with your drivers. They're your amigos. And sometimes you could do that with, like, some honk music. We should talk about that another time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy surged in the second quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. That's the fastest pace since 2014. Anthony Chan is the chief economist with Chase. He talks about what we can expect for the rest of the year.
It's not just one calendar quarter, but it's a multiple number of quarters that are going to be revised. That gives you a very good idea of where the economy is going to go, because the first quarter had been originally revised down. Now it's coming back. That will give you a little bit of a boost. It looks like this year we're going to come really, really close to about a 3% growth when all is said and done, if this trend continues.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to blast his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Trump accused Cohen of lying about Mr. Trump's knowledge of a Trump Tower meeting between a Russian operative and his son, Donald Trump Jr. Trump also suggested that Hillary and Bill Clinton are pushing this smear campaign against him. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Roseanne Barr had her interview with Sean Hannity. And I watched about a half hour of it. It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. And, you know, she tried to apologize, but you could see how angry she was, and you could see how upset she was about the situation. And, it wasn't the first time she had made a tweet that had racial undertones to it. And so, when she was saying she didn't realize that Valerie Jarrett was African-American, she thought, you know, she was Iranian, etc. It was, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, did Fox News want to give her, you know, a chance to explain herself? Was it because the ratings were going to be good, or was it, you know, It just didn't seem like a really good interview. Sean Hannity's amazing. I think he interviews really, really well. She tried to interview him back. She tried to ask him questions. And the topics that came up that won't be discussed but have been brought up by other comedians is, when do comedians get to return to the old days, so to speak? And so, even though none of us, I think, agreed with her comments and thought that her comments were at all appropriate and did agree with the, degree of racial quality of it the need to not, make jokes of that nature, that's, I think, a given by all of us. Comedians, by nature, just... they push the envelope. It's what they do. You know, I was at one of Brad Garrett's comedy clubs. Brad Garrett, you know, everyone loves Raymond. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's excellent. He's amazing. And I went to one of his shows, and they kind of pre-screen people to come up front. None of them are plants. They're audience members. But they get a feel for who's in the audience, and then they put some in the front row. And then he gets to make fun of them. Yeah, and he gets to use them as part of the act. And there were Middle Eastern appearing people, and he had a lot of fun with that. There were two women that appeared to be a couple, and he had a lot of fun with that. And so rousing the audience and pushing the envelope and saying things that are politically incorrect have pervaded, comedy since we know it. Now, it's not proper. I mean, you guys remember the Nutty Professor, the newer Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, although not so new because I think it was in the 90s, but where Eddie Murphy was his bigger self, Sherman, and the comedian started making fun of him. You know, what's his belt size, the equator, that kind of stuff. And, kind of came to light that, no, you can't joke like that. You got to be careful of ripping on the audience. You have to be careful of, and one thing that I want to tell comedians out there is, this isn't you doing a bit, right, this isn't you up there doing a bit or a comedy routine. This is you taking another person that's out there that isn't consenting to being ridiculed and ridiculing them. There's a big difference. Who was that lady at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that I don't even know? She was that comedian that nobody thought was funny, and she was making fun of Sarah Sanders. See, that's not comedy. When you have a non-consenting participant that you're badgering, and you're badgering them on something that they can't change. They can't change their look that they were born with. You're born with your looks. You're born with your race, your creed, your gender. It's not okay to make fun of them. Now, we can make fun of things that people do, okay, like Obamacare. I can make fun of that Affordable Care Act bill as the day is long. Somebody may want to make fun of Trump and his meeting with Kim Jong-un. In fact, when I was in San Francisco, there was a Kim Jong-un and a Donald Trump dress alike. They actually looked pretty close. They were sitting there taking pictures with everybody. I mean, so you can do that. But making fun of somebody because they're Asian or black or Iranian or female or Jewish or whatever, no, that's not considered okay. Now, Jerry Seinfeld has warned against performing at colleges because they're too politically correct. This was an interview with ESPN a couple years ago. And he said, college students throw around that's racist, sexist, prejudice without knowing what they're talking about. He said, I'll give you an example. My daughter's 14. He said, my wife says to her, well, in the next couple years, I think maybe you'll want to be hanging around the city more on weekends so you can see boys. And you know what my daughter says? She says that's sexist. So our whole, shall we say, discourse, vernacular talk is changing. You know, if you looked at Delirious from Eddie Murphy, I think that was, what, 1984? It was so full of politically incorrect stuff. I mean, we are talking, it bagged on everybody. And you couldn't say 1/1000th of some of the stuff that was said, right, in this day and age. But that's what comedy was back then. So, you know, is comedy, right, at risk? You know, was it Jerry Seinfeld or somebody else that said that comedy as we know it is on a destructive path? So, you know, when we go back to Seinfeld's episodes, like, you know, the being gay one, where a journalist thought Jerry and George were in a same-sex relationship. And Jerry keeps saying, not that there's anything wrong with that. But that plot like that probably wouldn't go. I guess there was a cashier. Jerry goes out with Marlene. But she tells him it won't work out because she went to one of his routines and it wasn't her kind of humor. And so she can't be with someone if she doesn't respect what they do. And Jerry goes, but you're a cashier. So you can't say that because cashiers, right, they don't need to, you know, be ripped on. Apparently, Lay's Christian boyfriend tries to convince her to steal the neighbor's newspaper because he doesn't want to break one of the Ten Commandments. And because he says she's going to hell anyway, she gets mad. I don't remember that episode. Then there was the silent reader. There was Festivus, the soup Nazi. You know, it's interesting how, you know, you look at some of the things, and I thought Jerry Seinfeld's shows were still very careful, and they made sure to try not to offend. The Indian Giver episode, there was that episode where, you know, he used that term and his girlfriend got insulted. Things are different now. And, you know, twice Roseanne Barr had used ape references. That's racist. Whether you're a comedian or not, it just doesn't play anymore. That you can't do that. You can't. You never could do that. And so I'm a little concerned that someone of her comedic stature and her, you know, years and experience in the business wouldn't know that. Now, the feeling I got is she's getting older and she's, you know, not as careful with her words, not as careful with her filter, and having a tough time adapting to the way things are, the newer things, the newer life, or the newer society. And I think we're going to see that a lot with older individuals. You know, they're going to call a woman abroad. They're going to say, have my girl set up that appointment. And you're like, it's not called a girl anymore. She hasn't been called a girl since the 1960s. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a gentleman has died after becoming infected with bacteria while he was fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. Health officials said that the person was an elderly individual who was hospitalized with severe leg pain after going into the water with skin tears. They tried to fight the infection, even amputated. Unfortunately, it didn't work. The Corpus Christi Nueces County Public Health District said Vibrio bacteria naturally inhabit these coastal waters where oysters live. And the bacteria can enter the body if you have an open wound or if you consume raw or undercooked shellfish. And this Vibrio bacteria or vibriosis, the CDC says causes an estimated 80,000 illnesses every year, and 100 people die of it each year in the U.S. So what are symptoms? Well, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, watery diarrhea. You could also get severe pain and blistering skin lesions. Dr. Emily Pratt with the Texas Department of State Health Services says there's a larger amount of bacteria present in the summer months. They flourish a little bit more. Local health officials and the CDC recommend taking the following precautions to make sure you're safe or to keep you safe from Vibrio. Do not eat raw or undercooked oysters or other shellfish. Cook them before eating. Always wash your hands with soap and water after handling raw shellfish. So when I was in San Francisco, there was a little jewelry store. I guess Pier 39, you have all these little stores and you have a merry-go-round and all sorts of cool stuff. And so a lady calls me over and says, would you like a pearl? So I look and go, what are you talking about? And there's a little baby pearl within an oyster. She goes, you see, for $14, you could grab an oyster, open it up, and if there's a pearl inside, you get to keep it. If there's no pearl, you get your $14 back. And with that pearl, we could make earrings, and we could make, so I'm starting to figure this out. I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to cost me a couple hundred dollars. Right? But I wanted to touch the oyster. I wanted to touch a pearl. I wanted to play around with it. Okay? Again, that is a great way to get Vibrio. One of the reasons why it's not kosher to eat shellfish and clams and oysters is, my guess is, back in the old days, biblical days, people would die after eating them, probably because of this Vibrio. You know, area of Palestine wasn't very cold, you know, it was warmer. So we were told not to eat shellfish, and my guess is the scientific reasoning behind that is, if you don't cook it right, you could die. So always wash your hands. Stay out of brackish or salt water if you have a wound. A lot of people, they'll go surfing or swimming or whatever, you know, and they have cuts on their leg and all sorts of, you know, or arms. No. Or cover it with a waterproof bandage. If you think your wound is going to be near seafood. Brackish water is a mixture of fresh and seawater, often where rivers meet the sea. If you do cut yourself, wash it out really well, especially if it's been exposed to seawater or raw, seafood. And if you do develop a skin infection, you've got to tell your medical provider that your skin has come into contact with brackish or salt water, raw seafood, or raw seafood juices. If you have diabetes, cancer, HIV, a bleeding disorder, immunosuppressed, that could be really, really bad. If you have recent stomach surgery, you could also be at higher risk. So, again, cut scrapes, be careful, very, very careful. It's a shame. All he did was go out into the water. Now, many of us have cats, right? I got five. I love the cats. Anyway, they say a parasite from cat poop can reduce your fear and make you more of an entrepreneur, maybe better for business. So a new study released earlier this week links the Toxoplasma gondii parasite, and they found that humans end up having more risk-taking behavior if they've been exposed to Toxoplasma gondii. Infected people usually don't have symptoms, although you do not want to be pregnant and get exposed to this. It could really hurt the fetus. Sometimes if you do get Toxoplasma, maybe you'll feel a little flu-like. But for the most part, those ones with cats are like, nah, I never felt sick. I mean, I want to vomit every time I clean their poo-poo. But other than that, you know. But they say the most common place this Toxoplasma gondii goes to is your brain. 2 billion people have been infected by the parasite. And in mice, they say the infection makes them less afraid of cat urine, thus less afraid of cats. And they say there's similar risk-taking in humans. Road rage. They say Toxoplasma-infected people may be more suicidal, schizophrenic. They say in 2007, people with schizophrenia were 2.7 more likely to have antibodies against the parasite. Remember there was a study saying people who had cats were more likely to be schizophrenic. And those of us with cats were like, what? No. Really? And then deep down, a lot of us with cats go, you want to know what? I do some crazy things. You guys know me now. I don't really have all my marbles. I sing songs about the kitty cats. I talk to the cats. Do you want to go, Tommy? You want to go, Tommy? Yeah, maybe that's not the most sane thing to say to a cat with claws that doesn't want their tummy tickled. So I think you do start to lose a little. When your cat becomes your best friend, it's a problem. I love my kitty cats. 2015 study found that adults with schizophrenia were more likely to grow up in homes that had cats. Other research suggests that toxoplasma increases dopamine and testosterone in the body. Well, that explains why my voice is low. And as you know, dopamine is a chemical your brain releases when you experience or anticipate pleasure or reward. And then testosterone is what helps develop male sex organs and masculinizes you. But you've got a more risky or aggressive behavior. So maybe toxoplasma increases your testosterone, increases your dopamine. So how did they figure this out? Well, Dr. Johnson and her team collected saliva samples over a five-year period from business and biology students and to find who tested positive for exposure to toxoplasma. They also asked the business students what their area of emphasis was. The research revealed that the business majors were 1.4 times more likely to have the infection than non-business students. And of the business students who tested positive, they were 1.7 more times likely to have a management or entrepreneur emphasis than another business-related emphasis. Then they studied the business professionals looking at their saliva samples, and they found those who tested positive were 1.8 times more likely to have started their business or company compared to professionals who didn't. All right, so what does that mean? I don't know. Okay, I mean, to me, it's such a small difference. But I don't know if it's so much the toxoplasma. Is if you have animals and you're around the animals and you see your cats live like they're in the wild. And my cats act like they're in the jungle and they have to compete for food and they have to compete for the girl. I see the way my cats act. You start to get that way. You start to realize that you need to be more animalistic. And I think being around animals starts to bring you back to your roots. Many times do I have to tell my cat, Shaky Boo, that I'm the alpha male. He looks at me like, please. I'm like, you're not the alpha male. You try. The mama's in charge. Please. Yeah, yeah. And so you start to kind of get a little bit more aggressive in your house. You know, when the cats stare at me like they want me to die, I stare back at them. I tell you, no wonder if we start going crazy. Yeah, Shake will just sit there and wish death on me if he doesn't like the food I served him. He just sits there and stares like, die, woman. I'm like, stop it. Bad boy. Alpha mommy mad. So, maybe that's what it is. Maybe we just kind of get more aggressive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.